Okay, the parsha of Tajri and Mitzvah, the Torah talks about the idea of tzaras. Tzaras is some sort of disease, a sickness, that a person sees signs of tzaras, then they go to the Kohen, and the Kohen informs them whether they're whether this is actually tzaras or not, and they're a dinim of what happens if you're in tzaras. Okay. So it's some sort of spiritual disease. It's that and the person who decides whether you officially have tzaras or not, the person who informs you is the Kohen. So you see this very strong connection between tzaras and the Kohen. The Kohen controls the situation. If the Kohen decides it's tame, it's tame. If the Kohen decides you have to spend a week to check to see if it's tame, you have to do that. If the Kohen decides it's tar, it's tar. So what's the hashgachic message of the fact that the Kohen has to be the one who controls the halachic tzaras process? So there are two pshatim here that I've heard or seen that I wanted to share with you. One is the pshat in the Darash Moshe of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all. And the other is a different pshat from the Rabbi Meishul, Rav Malinowitz, Shlita, the editor of Art School Gemaras. So it will go as follows. Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, you know, when a person is physically sick, what Rav Moshe says has two levels. So Rav Moshe says as follows. When a person is physically sick, he goes to a doctor. Physical sicknesses, get a physical doctor. He gives you advice about how to feel better, and what's wrong, etc. Okay. Here, the Torah is teaching us that tzaras is a spiritual disease. And a spiritual disease, you have to go to a spiritual doctor, to the Kohen. Kohanim were the spiritual leaders of Klal Yisrael. Yorum Ishtekel Yaakov. They teach the halachos to Yaakov. Yorum Ishtekel Yaakov. So a spiritual disease, you have to go to a spiritual doctor. And the Torah is teaching you that when you have tzaras, you go to the Kohen for advice, just like if a person is physically sick. He goes to a doctor for advice. So too, when a person is spiritually sick, he goes to a Kohen for advice. The Kohen is like the spiritual doctor of Bnei Yisrael. That's the idea. You have a Rav, you have a religious mentor. And there's a problem, there's a flaw in your Avodat Hashem. Tzaras reflects a flaw in one's Avodat Hashem. So you go to a doctor, you go to a religious doctor to help you conquer and overcome that flaw in your Avodat Hashem. That's on one level. Physical diseases, you go to a physical doctor, and spiritual diseases, you go to a spiritual doctor. That's the Kohen. However, what's the idea that tzaras is a spiritual disease? Because the Gemara says that it comes because of certain averos, lashon hara, other averos. So tzaras comes specifically in response to a certain averos, and therefore it's a spiritual disease. And you go to a Kohen for advice. However, Rav Moshe goes further. And Rav Moshe says that the truth is, from the fact that you go to a Kohen for advice about tzaras, one can learn a deeper idea. And that is that for any physical ailment, one should recognize that even if it is a physical ailment, and you're going to go to a doctor, but one has to recognize there is always some spiritual source for this physical ailment. And in general, a Jew when something's wrong with them physically, should think about, is there something in my Avodas Hashem which deserves correcting him? In other words, the idea of going to a Kohen for tzaras is supposed to serve as a lesson to go to a Kohen for any physical ailment. And the idea is as follows. We know tzaras is a spiritual disease, the Gemara tells us. Yeah, but tzaras, physically, is a physical disease. Physically, it's on your body, it's something physical. So when you go to a Kohen about tzaras, what you're saying is, hey, if I'm sick, if I have a problem, physical problem, it's a physical thing, that's a blotch on my arm, it's some sort of disease on my arm, I go to the Kohen for advice. So that's teaching me a lesson. That's teaching me a lesson that when something's wrong with me physically, I look for the spiritual sources. Let's read it inside. It's Rav Moshe in Parshas Tazria. He says, it's to teach you as follows. Kol davar v'davar sheme'inyanei hagufa chayim shurim hakol b'munato v'dinei Torah HaKadosha. Every aspect of your life, even physical things, are bound up with, are connected with your emunah and your keeping of the Torah. And therefore, the Kedushas Kahuna applies to everything. It doesn't only apply to the Beis HaMikdash. You see, normally, what do you think? You think, where does the Kedushas Kahuna apply? It applies to the Beis HaMikdash. Who's allowed to offer karbanos? The Kohen. Who does the official Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash? The Kohan. The Kohan of Judea Avodah. So I would say that the Kedushas Kahuna, its primary relevance is in the Beis HaMikdash. That there is a specific relevance of the Kedushas Kahuna outside the Beis HaMikdash in a very, very severe way, I'm not sure. Oh, the answer is there is. Saras. Saras afflicts a person outside the Beis HaMikdash, and yet you're still going to the Kohen for advice. You're going to the spiritual, you're going to the Kohen for advice. It is as follows. There's no chance in Judaism. It's Hashgacha from Hashem. It must be connected with some sort of spiritual ailment. Now, the Moshe continues. Even though the Torah said it's mutter to go to a doctor if you're sick. Why? Listen to this explanation. Mishum she'ulai eino zoche at kisha yashuv bitshu v'sheit rafei below refuos. Because maybe you're not on the level that even if you do tshuva, you'll become well without medicine. In other words, at the highest level, doing tshuva should be enough. Now, in the vast majority of cases, we're not on the madrega, so therefore we go to a doctor for advice how to get better in a physical sense. But we have to recognize that the primary way a person gets better is through tshuva. Aval ha'ikar, who Rav Moshe writes, b'shvil cheto, she'tzorich lashuv b'tshuva, u'b'shvil zeh, tzorich lelech etzo kohen, v'neda mizeh she'kol davar hu shayach l'tzorah v'amunah. In other words, going to the Kohen is supposed to reflect that every physical ailment, every physical disease, I go to my spiritual doctor, the Kohen. Now again, I want to be clear. In the standard, ordinary world, we go to doctors, and doctors give us advice about how to get better in a physical sense and take medicine, etc. However, what Moshe is saying, the message of Tsaras is one should be aware there's a deeper aspect to an illness as well. You know, there's an idea of being the fashreish b'maisa. If a person has Tsaras, they should check into their actions and see what actions of them that they have can they better. That's what's happening here. That the symbolism of going to the Kohen is that one should the symbolism of going to a Kohen is that one should be mafashrei from Isaac and check his spiritual actions in response to some sort of physical ailment. So that's the double level. The simple level is for a physical ailment you go to a doctor, and a spiritual disease you go to the spiritual doctor, the Kohen. But the deeper message is that for physical ailments, one address is the spiritual side, and that's symbolized by the idea of going to the Kohen. Okay, that's one idea from the Moshe. I heard another approach from the Rebbe Maishol, Rav Mordowitz, it goes as follows. It's very striking that the idea of going to a Kohen for Tsaras, there are some interesting details, and which goes as follows. Normally you picture the Kohen as a Talmud Chacham. The Kohen knows the Mishnayos of Tsaras backwards and forwards. The Kohen is the one who's going to decide, based on the look of this nega on your arm, I know I can declare whether you're Tamei, whether you're Tahor, whether you have to wait a week, etc. However, the halacha happens to be that even if a Kohen is an Amaretz, even if a Kohen is not knowledgeable at all, you still need the Kohen's involvement. Let's say you have a situation where the only Kohen available to you is a complete Am Haaretz. He doesn't know anything about the Hilchos Tsaras. And you have a problem with Tsaras. So you go to that Kohen, that Kohen takes you to the Rav of the city, the Posek, and the Posek knows all the halachas of Tzaras. And the Posek, this is the Mishnais tells us, the Posek says to the Kohen, Kohen, tell him he's Tahor. And the Kohen says, you're Tahor. Or the Kohen says, tell him, or the Posek says to the Kohen, tell him you're Tame. It's your Tame, or whatever. So it's like a formality almost. There's a formal requirement to have a Kohen always involved, even though he's not really doing the passing at all. He's making the declaration, but he's not making the decision. So it's interesting. Why this connection to a Kohen? You know, Yoru Shechul Yaakov, the Kohen has to teach you. So an intelligent, learned Kohen might have an insight into, you know, as we discussed before, you know, one's spiritual ailments, etc. But that a Kohen Am Haaretz, who is not knowledgeable at all in Hilchos Tzaraas, that you still need his involvement. Why? What's the pshat? So Emunah would say as follows. I think it's mamash a beautiful pshat, and it connects well with the shir that we discussed about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's approach to tofacha. So Emunah was on his own, developed a theme that when a Jew gives tofacha, so the person who is being rebuked has to feel. That the tochacha is coming, that the intention of the mochiach is for the benefit of the person being rebuked. In other words, let's say Reuben is giving tochacha to Shimon. So Reuben has to be clear to Shimon that Reuben's trying to help him. Not, oh, Shimon, I'm greater than you are. You have a faith that I don't. I'm going to rebuke you about it. No. It has to be clear to Shimon that Reuben's on his side. Reuben's out for his best interest. And the Rabbun was quoted the language of the Rambam. Reuben has to inform Shimon. I say, Shimon, I'm doing this for your benefit. Modio, he informs him he's doing it for his benefit. This is a major yisod on tochacha. Tochacha should be like advice. If you give tochacha the proper way, the response should be thank you. And this that's what the millennials developed. Rabbi Yaakov has it in his sefer Emes Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov just goes one step further. He points out that the mitzvah of tochacha is mentioned in the context of the psukim and kedoshim that are all mitzvos. Ben Adam Chaveira, Atatra Kamocha, etc. What's the message? The message is very simple. By mitzvahs Ben Adam Chaveira, it's clear that you're doing it for the person's benefit. I'm doing you a chesed. So the Torah is teaching us that just like mitzvahs Ben Adam Chaveira, it's clear that the mitzvah is being done for the benefit of the person you're helping. So too tochacha, it has to be clear that it's being done for the benefit of the person whom you're helping, and you have to explain this to him and make it clear to him. It's not one up. It's not one upsmanship. Oh, I'm better than you. I'm rebuking you. No. It's look. I'm out to help you. I want to give you. I want to inform you. Give you advice about maybe a mistake that in your Avodas Hashem, and let's work together to make it better. Okay, that's the tochacha. So I'm going with pointing out something very, very simple, but very, I think, very deep as well. Tzaras is Hashem's way of giving tochacha. B'nai Yisrael. Tzaras is Hashem's way of giving tochacha to B'nai Yisrael. It's a punishment. It's a warning. Saying, listen, guys, wake up. You're speaking Lashon Hara, and it's a mistake, and I want you to stop. So the way that Hashem advises us to stop speaking Lashon Hara is giving us Tzaras. Now, so this tochacha is coming out of is like a rebuke from Hashem. As we discussed, tochacha is out of love. So Hashem wants B'nai Yisrael to feel that the tochacha is coming out of Ahava, out of love for B'nai Yisrael. In other words, Hashem wants his type of tochacha to be the paradigm for all tochachas. Hashem wants his type of specific tochacha to B'nai Yisrael to be a paradigm for all tochachas. Tochachas are supposed to come that it's clear, it's out of love, from the mochiach to the one being rebuked. Therefore, Amon would say as follows, the Kohanim symbolized Hashem's love of B'nai Yisrael. The Kohanim symbolized Hashem's love of B'nai Yisrael. This in two ways. Number one, they did the avodah for us. The Jew has a chait and has a process of carbon. The Kohanim are the shlichim of Hashem and of B'nai Yisrael. And they're doing the avodah for us. So that they're literally serving the people. So that engenders a certain amount of love that we recognize, oh, the Kohanim are on our side, they're with us, we're on the same team. But more than that, Rabbanan would say, the Kohanim express love for Bnei Yisrael all the time. That's the bracha of Birkas Kohanim. Bracha to Hashem, Asher Kesem B'Kishuso Shel Aron, Kitzibanu L'Barichat Ama Yisrael B'Ahava. We're blessing Bnei Yisrael B'Ahava. The Kohanim daily express their love for Bnei Yisrael. The Kohanim are symbols of Hashem's love of the Jewish people. So therefore, Rav Leibowitz explained, the rebuke that Hashem's giving to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem wants it to come, that it's clear that it's coming out of love. How does Hashem do that? By sending the rebuke through the Kohanim. Who tells you, hey, you have Tzaraas? Who tells you? The Kohen. Even if he isn't the Talmud Chacham, he is the one to inform you. He is the one who is informing you of the Tokacha of Hashem. And therefore, it has to be the Kohen who is the symbol of love for Bnei Yisrael. It's a very beautiful pshat. Hashem is sets up the details of Tzaraas that this becomes the paradigm of how Tokacha is supposed to be given. Tokacha has to be given out of love that the listener feels it's coming for his benefit. And therefore Hashem sends the Kohanim to give Tokacha, because the Kohanim are the ones who reflect and represent Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael. And this is why it doesn't matter if he's a Talmud Chacham or not, even if he's not doing the Psak. The Psak might be somebody else doing the Psak, but he is the one informing you. He is giving you, he is confirming the status. So you feel, who officially made me into a Mitzorah? The Kohen. Oh, the Kohen loves me. Hashem loves me. It must be there's a good reason for this. And let's try to do tshuva. The formal declaration of Tzaraas comes from the Kohen. He is the one conferring the status, because he is the one who symbolizes Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael. This is the second approach to Tzaraas, a beautiful idea, why everything is governed by and through the Kohanim, that I heard from Rav Malinowitz this week. Okay, we'll stop here about Parshas Hashbiyah itself.